Hi, can I have 2 shots of espresso?
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of In a Cafe with me, your host, Brian Greenwald. So today I am drinking in this lovely cafe a hot latte. It's pretty chilly outside today, so I really needed something just to like warm me up, and it's delicious. But today I wanted to talk to you about another creative dilemma that I have. And that dilemma is kind of just feeling like you have to do everything all at once. I feel like as a creative, we can get stuck in that mindset of, oh, I have to show all my assets to everybody. I have to make sure that everybody knows everything that I'm capable of doing. And I gotta know how to do everything. And I feel like right now, you know, I'm building up my portfolio and creating an online persona for myself, for other people to see and understand like everything that I can do. And through that, I feel like I've noticed myself having a little bit of trouble honing in on my niche or my, I guess, cohesive thought process throughout each medium that I use as a creative. You know, I'm a graphic designer, but I don't really like to like be in one box when it comes to graphic design. I think a lot of people can relate to that, where they want to do a lot of different types of things through different types of mediums. And so I definitely like to try to be multifaceted with that. But through that, I've noticed myself not really being able to hone in on one idea or one thought, and feeling very overwhelmed with that idea because I'm giving myself one too many tasks to accomplish. And so that I've been feeling very everywhere all at once. And I've been starting to feel very overwhelmed with that thought process. If we just be real with ourselves and tell ourselves like we don't actually need to be doing everything, so let's focus on one idea, one task that we can accomplish, you know, a thing at a time. Yeah, sure, it would be really cool to be able to say that you're a multifaceted artist, and you can be, but if you don't know how to do a lot of things, it's okay to be honest with yourself and be like, I don't know how to do this. You can go out, you could take classes, you can learn, you could look up tutorials and all of that of how to do it, but you don't have to have everything on your resume. You don't have to be the person that somebody goes to for every single thing. You can have one thing be your niche. You know, you can have one skill set, and that could be okay. You know, somebody can look to you for that specific thing, and they know that you could for sure be there for them to accomplish this. And you know, this is a very broad statement that I kind of have right now of like, kind of any creative can relate to this, but I guess from a graphic design standpoint, I'm able to say that I can create storyboards, I can create imagery, I can work with typography, but I can be honest and be like, I haven't worked with animation, and I'm not gonna 100% be skillful at it, and that's okay. You know, you can look to other people for that. You can learn from other people in that field, and it's okay to be honest with yourself and be able to say like, I don't know how to do this, and learn from that. But it's also okay to like, you don't have to really know how to animate. If you know how to do typography, you can focus on typography. And I think that was kind of one of the things that I started to realize was like, it's important to like find your niche. It doesn't have to mean you stick with one idea, but maybe build yourself a template to kind of go off of and be like, okay, I know how to do this. Let me broadcast that I can do this for you and work with that. And sure, over time you can expand your skill set, but understanding that there's a basis for what you can get done and what you're really good at, it's important to understand that baseline so that you can only grow from there. And, you know, another thing that you can do is find something you're passionate about and expand on that. Like, if you don't know where to go to build off of your baseline, like if you don't even have a baseline to work with and you feel like you're so overwhelmed and, again, like everywhere all at once, and you don't even know how to even begin with understanding your niche and what you're good at, just find the very thing that you've always been passionate about, you know, build from that. That can be your baseline, which seems obvious, but I think when you're everywhere all at once and very overwhelmed with all of these things, it's like, it could be hard to go back to the thing that you were passionate about in the beginning because you can't even see that horizon line. Like, you can't even see the place that you came from because you're so bombarded with all of this other information, I guess. And that can just be overwhelming. And I understand that, you know, taking time off and understanding what you really want to go back to, I guess, is like important as well. When you're overwhelmed, you think that you need to accomplish all of this stuff, but to take time out of your day and just be like, I'm going to drop everything right now, that could be really helpful as well. Drop everything. And at the end of the day, think to yourself, what is the one thing out of all of the tasks that I've been trying to accomplish that I want to tackle right now? Choose one. And then once you choose that, you know that's the very thing that you've been passionate about. And that could be the baseline of growth. From there, you can expand on that. And again, this is very broad. You could pin this to any, you know, obstacle, I guess, that you're dealing with right now. But from the creative point of view, it can be the 10 tasks that you need to accomplish by the end of the week. And choosing that one that you're most passionate about, that's how you know that you can grow in that field. And that's probably the very thing that you should be focusing on the most out of all of it. Because it will only help you grow as an artist to make sure that what you're working on is something that you're passionate about. That passion, once that passion is gone, what are you even left with? As an artist, you're left with just paperwork, busy work, things that can feel overwhelming and stressful. It's the very thing that makes you feel like you are everywhere all at once. And that's what I was dealing with this past month, I think, was just an overwhelming amount of tasks. And so to limit those tasks and tell yourself what's the one thing that actually makes me happy and what's actually making me grow. Because once you accomplish the tasks that you're really passionate about, it clears up your head a little bit and you can move on to the tasks that maybe you weren't as passionate about. Maybe you were a little less interested in, but now that you've kind of done the thing that you're passionate about, now you can move on and tackle the things that take a little bit more work because your head's a little bit more clear now. You know, you don't need in your field as a creative, all of these tasks obviously build up. And if you have trouble tackling one by one, it can all seem so, again, overwhelming. But it's important to know that you don't need to be a news anchor reporting on every problem happening in the world. You don't need to be a chef creating every recipe for the kitchen to make and hovering over everybody to make sure that they're doing everything correct. You could be the guy that's making the soup. You can be the guy handling the vegetables. You can be the one plating everything. Each of us is one piece of this giant game of life. And if we start to think that we're actually the board that we're standing on, or we're the one player controlling all of the pawns, we can get lost in the thrill of the game and forget to just live life and have fun with what we're actually doing here. And that goes along with the idea of figuring out what you're most passionate about and tackle that head on. Yeah, it's hard once you're lost in that because that passion starts to disappear and you're kind of just left with a bunch of busy work and it sucks. But making sure you're still interested in what you're making is so, so important. But yeah, if you have any suggestions as well of dealing with these creative dilemmas and how to like force yourself to slow down for a second as a creative, because we tend to want to be super busy all the time with work and we kind of overpack our schedules a lot of the time. with a lot of projects, and I think it's so easy for us to do, that I think there's going to always be different ways of overlooking all of that and understanding that we need to take time for ourselves. So if you have any suggestions on how to like solve this issue as well, please leave a comment on this podcast. And yeah, just leave some suggestions. That would be great. I'm sure other people would find that really helpful as well. But yeah, that's been this episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to be talking more about creative dilemmas as I kind of go through them myself and just kind of talk it out with you guys. I think that would be really interesting, just to have like a bunch of like a kind of like a mini series within this podcast of dealing with creative dilemmas. I think that would be cool. If you guys have a creative dilemma that is outside of this topic that we should talk about, again, comment what creative dilemma you're going through right now. That has been this episode of In a Cafe. Thank you so much. Please enjoy your coffee or tea, whatever you're drinking. Enjoy the rest of the day. Love ya. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.